know you've loved, you lost or had some along the way. Life gives you lots of lacks, but you're in your own way. You take the good and the bad, but you don't ever win. That's because God hates you, and you are full of sin. So grab your good book and Roddy the family. It's time for TCB-TV. That's right, TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. So you played by the rules, you did it all right. But you're still in the basement and alone all night. You've paid your dues, you've cleaned your room, but your mom still makes lunch and you sleep till noon. So grab your pants and take a seat. It's time for TCB-TV. Oh yeah, TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. TCB-TV. Turn on TCB-TV. Gotta have TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV. TCB-TV. We love our TCB-TV.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
In the one and only review that I could find anywhere in the world about the movie The Rally LA Breaking the Curse, the reviewer, who works for the faith and family-focused review site Dove.org, awards the movie its coveted faith-based seal, but warns the viewer that there is some objectionable content. However, that doesn't stop the reviewer from giving the seal, because God will forgive anyone of their sins. All they have to do is ask. I'm not sure if Kenneth Copeland, Eric Roberts, or Rick Reyna, the director and writer, have asked for forgiveness, but I really don't give a shit. Welcome to the very first TCB Minus, where Chrissy and I break down an entire television show or movie, streaming and here on the podcast. However, we must have smited God because he did not allow us to stream this. We were plagued with technical issues and frustrations, a swarm of landscapers and poolmen, evil beasts in the form of Yorkies, and the plague in the form of a nasty staph infection running around my house. All of these Satan-based things came to attack us right as we were about to go live. So if you were one of the very few that was probably waiting to watch the stream, our apologies. We'll figure it out and get it right down the road. It's just about par for the course. But as promised, here's your bonus episode of TCB Minus, and this is just part one. Part two will come out next weekend, and we'll have more fun at the expense of the terrible acting, atrocious directing, and miserable story that is The Rally LA Breaking the Curse. Get your popcorn and refill your White Claw, kids. This one's gonna be good. Without any further adieus, the very first TCB Minus.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris Joy Hoadley. Only 1 hour late, a day late, and a dollar short.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Add that to a long laundry list of things that have just not gone our way today.
Oh, my God. It's been a comedy of errors.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
I don't know what to say.
This is our second time now watching the rally.
Because
we didn't quite press record on the first one.
And after we couldn't get the live to work. So we apologize to everyone, all 20.
All seven of you who actually tried to log on.
Yeah, maybe. People that liked it on Instagram.
Yeah, 20 people that liked it on Instagram. I know a couple people texted in. I've already texted you back personally myself to let you know that because of the pool guy, the lawn guy, the dog, Astrid, the kids in the tub. My in-laws yelling and screaming. All of it just kind of came together right at 4:58. And then the second we tried to go stream, we just lost it.
It
just blew up. Mm-hmm. We rebooted. We unplugged
so if
wires.
If you know, you know.
IKYNKDNKY. If you know, you do not know that Brian and Chrissy
it's
very
an episode. I was laughing to myself so hard.
It was
thinking,
funny.
This is an episode of something. Oh, wait. It's our show. It's an episode of our show.
Yes, that's right. It's another episode of the commercial break. See, when we do just exactly what we always do,
right.
Everything goes fine.
Exactly.
Whenever we get into Scientology or Kenny Copeland, apparently things go sideways.
Uh-huh. It's also a full moon, I think, coming up.
Oh, yeah. The third moon in the second phase of
Let's
Mars.
Let's just blame it on that.
Yeah. Mercury rising or
Elon,
whatever.
Elon, Starlink.
Yes. Or whatever all the new age witches are going to come out on Instagram and tell us is going on. Anyway, Elon, Starlink, messing with our head for sure. Okay, but here we are. Bonus episode. We're TCB minus today. We are here with you to review, to break down the reaction video for Rally LA. Now, in the first version of this that you didn't hear because it wasn't recorded, I told you what the movie was about via IMDb. Oh, I did that pretty good. That was my actual voice. But I'm not going to do that this time. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that Kenneth Copeland is a reformed drug kingpin. His brother Eric Roberts is a non-reformed drug kingpin, still active. And Kenny Copeland is now trying to use the word of the Lord to slay his enemies on the streets. This movie's called Rally LA. It's part two of a series of
streaming
movies.
Streaming nowhere.
Streaming, absolutely. That's really why we believe this has not gone well, is because I actually had to buy an external drive to play this DVD on the computer, then try and stream it through a television broadcasting software that just did not play nice from the beginning. And
we tried to Sheen it.
Yeah, we tried to go to Sheen. But it only cost $22 and it melted when we got water on it.
And Brian got a speeding ticket.
I got a speeding ticket.
Just trying to get to Best Buy and back. Quick.
We are $600 in the hole on this episode, and there is zero chance we're going to make that back no matter how much merch we sell. If everyone who is supposed to stream bought merch, we would have just done better. So, okay. ShopTCBpodcast.com. The pre-order window is open now until the 22nd. So if you can, great. If you can't, wonderful. If I sound a little fussy, I am. I'm old. It's past my bedtime.
At least I'm still drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Chrissy's got
my
booze. All right. So if I sound a little fussy and she sounds a little drunk, it's because we are. All right. So let's not delay. Let's get into the Rally LA. I'm dropping this right in your slot on a Saturday afternoon.
Sliding right in.
Sliding right in your slot. Mm-hmm. to slide into a slot. Let's go. Let's watch this movie. This is Rally LA. Starting from the beginning, kids. And
Louisiana State. Set the scene. Louisiana State
Penitentiary.
Angola.
Which is supposedly one of the worst prisons in the world.
Okay.
But it doesn't look that bad to me.
No.
Because this is not really Angola that they're filming in. But here we go, from the beginning.
Is that a harp?
Yes. It's a Spanish harp. Okay, now let me set the scene. Kenneth Copeland is, for some reason, sitting outside an elevator.
Yeah.
And two guards are bringing in a prisoner. up the elevator, and he's just sitting at a desk right by the elevator. I don't know why.
And Brian knows that's Kenneth Copeland because of the wave on the back of his toupee.
I know his coiffed toupee anywhere. I know that coiffed, unless that is a stunt head.
Yeah, Kenny doesn't do his own stunts.
Yes. Now, look at the guards. They have absolutely nothing. They have no weapons of any kind on
them. No, the one guy had like a stick, like a walking stick for a blind person.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, they paid Eric Roberts all the money, so they don't have any prop budget.
Prisoner's sitting down.
Yeah.
He's Latino with a braid.
Yeah. He's actually, I don't think he's Latino. I just think he's extra tan.
Okay. He's meant to be Latino.
Yes. Everyone's meant to be Latino, but they all have Italian accents. It's kind of weird,
right.
But okay.
That's why I'm here, boy. That's why I'm here.
But
that's why I'm here, boy. That's why I'm here.
Kenny.
Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead?
Yes, Bob.
You believe that with all your heart?
Yes.
I still don't get this part, and this is the fourth time we've watched this.
Yeah, seventh time we've watched this, yeah.
But is that his real dad? Is it Papa? Or is that he's just like a, you know,
good
the
question.
Godfather?
No, I think it's his real dad. Because of what happens later, I think it's his real dad, but
okay,
I'll explain
they
in a minute.
They look nothing alike.
No, they look nothing alike.
From this,
Copeland is not a Spanish name. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm sure of it.
Coplandia?
Coplandia.
Stay forward.
From this day forward,
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am a man of God.
I am a man of God.
I'm a Christian. And I don't.
I have terrible
he's
gas.
He's kind of cross-eyed, isn't he?
He is.
Kenny?
Yeah. Kenny's he's kind of cross-eyed. He's some cross something.
Gary knows about it.
I don't care who knows about it.
I pray this prayer.
I pray this prayer.
In the name of Jesus.
Which prayer is, I'm Christian and I don't care who knows
yeah.
about it?
That was Moses 3:17.
Ezekiel 32:45.
Amen.
Amen.
I laugh at you, Daddy.
The guy is laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyes are laughing.
His
mouth isn't, but his eyes are
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah, he's even got a smirk in his mouth. This guy is like, what did my agent get me into?
Yeah.
So there you go. Kenny and his son sit down at Angola State Penitentiary, which, by the way, is in Louisiana. And then they're in L.A. for some reason.
Now, yeah.
Now I'm going to fast forward through this part because no one cares.
That.
Yeah, no one cares about
that. It's between, to give you a recap, it's between the driver pulls up in an Infiniti 1992 Infiniti SUV Golf.
Yeah, so now we're going through the beginning of the movie.
Picks Kenny up.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to skip through that part. Oh, yeah, I should skip through that part. No
one
cares.
Well, the driver.
Okay, here's the driver. The driver's Rick Reyna. Okay, I'm going to skip through the part where they're talking about all the people that are in the movie. Who cares about that?
Your entire life.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. Amen.
It's a good day. Amen.
It's a good day. Now let's go to the strip club and bang
it's
some hookers. Yay.
Oh, Henry, can you do something for me?
His accent is so terrible.
Can you do something for me? Can you get me a little toot toot snoot snoot? A little tasty Tina.
Can you call D?
Yeah, do you have any extra Viagra? The little blue pills make your penis hard for the Lord.
He's wearing his white patent shoes.
White patent shoe. Kenny Copeland they're standing outside Angola State Penitentiary with his driver, played by Rick Reyna, the director of this movie. And he's just announcing that his son has been saved by the Lord.
Good news. Thank the Lord.
Good news.
Love your family.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose your chip.
Don't lose your children.
He's pointing to the prison as if
I
like,
know.
Where did my kids go? I lost that damn kid again. Where is he? Angola State Penitentiary.
Did he say don't lose your children?
He said don't lose your children. Mm. That's what he said.
Yes. Good advice.
That is good
Brian.
Advice. Brian. Yeah, hey, guilty.
You've got 30.
There is something that I must do.
I should have done 20 years ago.
Taking his shit.
A prostate exam.
Yes. We were in the same direction.
I'm going to be away for a while.
Can you get me my Cola Guard box? I'm going to be away for a while.
Amen.
Amen. Did he say amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Take me home.
I hate people who say amen, like as if they've just prayed something.
Yeah. Take me home.
Kelgan, take me away.
It really is. Like, what? That's no. That's a Uber Black.
Yeah, that's a 1992 yeah. Tahoe. Yeah.
It's got the ski rack on top.
It's got dealer plates on the back.
Of course it does. Here we go. Now we're getting to the meat of things.
Now we get into the meat and potato of the movie.
Amen.
Amen. For the Lord. Okay, now we're at a house.
Yeah.
There's a nondescript white man walking up to the door.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Here's these pornos you were looking for. Oh,
thanks.
See you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Oh, I almost forgot. Congratulations on your reelection.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, so now he's political now.
And page number 33, there's a great ass shot. I just jizzed.
Why did they have the church door?
Okay, boys.
Because it's symbology.
Also, let's set the stage that they're in my parents' house back in the 90s. It's open with the dining room table from Haverty's and the overstuffed chairs. That was a set.
Yes.
That came together, including those pictures in the back.
I think you're right about this. I think they literally rented this from Haverty's.
They did.
And they're probably in a house that's for sale because I used to rent my house out to movies for sale. My house was for sale. And so anyway, it's a mixed group of people just sitting at a table, some dressed in t-shirts, one guy in a penguin suit, one black guy, five white guys.
Uh-huh, there's a guy in his suspenders.
Yes.
Let's get to it. I got somewhere to be.
Okay, when the shipment gets in, we'll split it into three smaller loads.
When's it get in?
He said loads.
He said loads. He said loads.
I'll let you know.
Wait, you mean to tell me you were not tracking our drugs?
Damn it. That's important information.
He seems like police.
Yeah.
He seems like police.
He is police.
Listen, I told you. I'll be in charge of the tracking of the drugs, and I'm not tracking the drugs.
He's got the military cut, but everybody else is bald.
Yeah, everyone else is bald. That's the look. No. That's the look of drug cartel Chrissy.
Well.
Look at me.
I know, I see.
Yeah.
Remember, the second shipment will come up to here. That's the one we need stopped.
The other two can move.
Stop that shipment.
Stop that shipment.
I have my boys ready when it comes.
And that makes for a great news story, gentlemen.
And Robert will have yet another accolade.
All for my city.
All right, now look. Is he the mayor?
Yeah. And that's when Todd does his press conference in his women's panties.
Shipments will move through. First, into Las Vegas. Second, up to Chicago.
That's hilarious. They have a map laid out on the table, on this dark wood 1990s table. And he's pointing to one part of the map. That's just a map of Chicago, it looks like.
Yeah, or it doesn't even look like it might be a map of Chicago. It's probably a map of a township, and he points to one, and he says Las Vegas.
And then he takes his finger,
and he goes up 2 inches, and he goes, Chicago. Because Chicago and Vegas are right next door to
each other.
Yeah,
they're close.
Don't worry, Paul.
This is definitely a model
home.
Your
cut is in there.
For sure.
I don't need the money.
Right. Your second term security
should
be enough.
Oh, in the picture now, we see Eric Roberts step up.
With his cigarette vape pen.
I've never seen a vape
that looks like an actual cigarette. I mean, I know they exist, but that's just a weird thing.
He's got his wine glass of sherry.
Gentlemen.
Swirly.
It's funny how we grumble over such trivial things.
Trivial things like where your drugs are.
Yeah. Yeah, when's the shipment coming in? That seems like important stuff, not trivial.
Yeah, which city it happens to be in. Yeah. It's funny. How
Las Vegas, Chicago, who cares? Why are we grumbling?
Why are we quibbling? We've got more important things to worry about, like candy.
Life's about so much more, don't you think? As kids, we think the world is ours. Our parents struggle, but with the kids, we don't see the struggle. We live our lives.
If they're brothers, why does one have a Mexican accent and the other one have a Slavian accent?
I don't know. They've got a bunch of bottles, just undescript bottles, no name bottles.
Yeah, by the way, and if you look at all the different shots that they're taking, like from one side to the other side, all the bottles are always in a different shot. They're moving the bottles around the table. But I don't get why the two brothers have different
accents.
Who
are the brothers?
That Kenny Copeland and him are brothers in the movie. Eric Roberts and
Kenny
Copeland.
Because they don't really have accents, but...
It's true. They're fading in and out.
As if we're at an amusement park, running from ride to ride, stuffing on the face of the
candy. Eric's really gone into it. He's gone Stanislavski method or whatever.
Yeah, you can tell that he's method acting here. He's gone on the streets. He's done a lot of blow.
Which I think is true.
Eric Roberts?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Look at him.
Our candy is drugs.
Because every kingpin calls their drugs drugs.
It's our source. People need it like kids need the candy.
It's unsourced. I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know, but I think drugs are sourced.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty
sure
they are.
Somewhere.
Struggle? Not in this room. Now, one man here wants for anything. Am I right?
Well,
and that's
that
our genius.
Nest behind his head.
He's got a mirror. Yeah. I think my mom used to sell country.
Yes.
What is it called? Country, Crockett
crafts
or something. Country crafts. Country Crockett, I think, is what it was called.
The mirror with the nest.
With the nest around it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Handcrafted, of course.
Jeff hates wreaths.
I hate them.
Jeff hates them. Why don't we put one on the door?
Christmas.
Yeah,
don't,
he allows
don't,
it for
Don't
Christmas.
Put the dead tree branch wreaths around my house. It reminds me of the bird nest I had hanging outside one time.
We've kept even our great man Paul from questioning. Paul?
Our great man Paul from questioning? I thought you said we've kept
us
from great
menopause. Yeah, we've kept the menopause from questioning.
Just enough to keep them coming back to the hand that feeds them. Wise, huh?
Wise, huh?
Since
I made it up. Whatever I just said, I made it all up. Or my name isn't Eric Roberts.
Your boys finish up.
Finish up with your groveling.
I don't need to hear about the unimportant details about our drugs. Stuff like, where's it at? How much are we selling it for? When's it going to be here?
Those are unimportant details.
Yeah, I will be somewhere else talking with my brother, the reformed preacher, Ricardo Montalban.
Don't mess this up. I sense something happening.
Oh,
he's got an intuition.
The winds are changing. We need to be watchful.
The winds are changing. As a matter of fact,
full moon.
I just farted. I'm going to crop dust you and leave you to sort it out. Thank you.
There's not a working toilet in this house.
Yeah.
This
is a model home. The toilets don't go anywhere. Paul, let me give you a side hug. By the way,
a man giving another man a side hug is
weird. Yes. Been there, done that. But also, let me tell you that my sport jacket is still sewn
in
the back.
It is in the back.
You know, when you get a sports jacket.
Because you have to return it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. They do.
They're on a short
But when you
project.
Get a jacket as a man, the tail is sewn. It's got two little pieces of thread so that they're easier
to
manage.
What's out for your ass?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's haven't been cut because it needs to be returned.
Yeah, well, it doesn't fit anyway.
It's an ill-fitting suit. Well, he's wearing blue pants.
He's wearing blue
gray
jeans.
No, I think they're just blue pants.
Oh,
I think they're a chino pant.
That's weird.
And they're a blue chino, and then the gray sport jacket with the elbow pads.
Nothing like elbow pads.
And a straight up to the neck red.
Yeah, that's something straight out of drug cartel casting is elbow pads.
Just go black suit. Go tux like the other guy.
Okay, now we're at the high school.
Okay. Middle school? High school?
High school.
Okay. Kids milling around the hall.
Chris, let me.
Chris!
I've seen him looking at you before. I don't even know his name. It's Jake or something like that. I don't have time for that anyway. School. Okay, well, look, someone will call.
I don't have time for all that. School!
Call you or send you a letter.
I'm talking exactly like a teenager would.
That's what everybody
It'll
says,
be Harvard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between 1861 and 1865, the Civil War occurred. Now, some of America's greatest pieces.
Does he have pubic hair at the front of his head? I just wonder.
It's a puff. It's a tuft.
It's a pouffant.
...of literature were actually inspired by the war. Many of the writers...
So, and that just lets you know, now we're in a classroom. The girl who we've been introduced to via the hallway where she said she doesn't have time for boys at school...
So at the time, we're actually...
Is in the classroom.
She's interested
or they were just, understandably, very interested. Today, we're going to be discussing Stephen Crane's Red Badge of Courage. Now... You should have completed your first reading assignment for discussion
guide
here today. But I'm going to be giving you some back.
Yeah, you're right about that. He does
he's
have
like,
it.
He's like, oh, I want to watch this show.
Yeah, he's like, what time is Wheel? Come on.
Ground information on Crane himself. Now, do take notes, because this is going.
Let not your focus be divided.
He's leaving the sticky note.
Yeah, but look at her. She's actually taking a test.
No, and she's taking notes.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? So this girl's...
She doesn't look like her focus is off.
Yeah, he's trying to get in bed with her.
On your final exam coming up. Crane was actually born 6 years after the Civil War ended.
Okay, now the girl is walking across the street, we're assuming,
she's
to her home.
Home.
There's a lady next door to her who's got a big push broom.
Yeah,
who's cleaning the already clean sidewalk.
Yeah, you know those. You use those.
And as I've pointed out now three times, because we've watched this three times, these houses are, they're cluster homes. So they're sitting right on top of each other. And the lady has a lawn that is no bigger than the size of a lawnmower, yet she has a lawnmower
just sitting
front.
Out there.
Chris, come over real quick. Your lawn's looking really nice, Miss Betty.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That's Patty.
Thanks. Have you ever heard of the skincare line, Starbeam? I've got some extra boxes at home, and I think you'd be really good at selling it.
It's work and patience. Everything going good in school?
Yeah, just busy, homework, and finals.
Have you ever thought about dropping out of school to sell Starbeam skincare products?
And how's your mom?
She's working a lot.
I know. It's tough. I admire...
Can you tell her to return my rabbit?
Though.
Yeah, and I'm retired.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I'm retired.
She's doing her best.
Have you been watching Fox News lately? Your mom's an immigrant. ICE is coming to raid your house.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go, so I'll see you later.
Go on, sweet one.
Sweet one.
Sweet one.
It's like sweet leaf, Ozzy.
Yes.
Oh, Chris.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about sleeping with women? Because I grew up in the 60s and I could talk about it.
Yeah.
Kenny, meanwhile, is weirdly singing.
Singing in a car
out
across the street,
in a
watching
white
her.
Escalade.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's trying to, like, she's the drug pusher for the high school.
Remember, I'm just a phone call away.
I know.
And Chris?
And Chris?
Come over anytime, day or night, no matter what time it is.
Okay.
And Chris? And Chris? Chris?
No matter what time it is. Oh, the gardening woman looked at Kenny.
Yeah, she looked at Kenny because she knows he's sitting there. That's why she's got she's got an intuition. Something's going on. All right, let's take our first break. We'll be back with the Rally LA. ShopTCBpodcast.com. Our merch window is now open. If you can support the show in that manner, we certainly would appreciate it. Make sure you tag us on Instagram at the commercial break with your merch gear on, because we're going to give some additional merch.
Merch on merch.
Just some lucky folks. And remember, you get a free sticker with every single purchase. We'll be back.
Hey, you. Something about a TCB logo on a university sweater gets me hot in the pocket, if you know what I mean. What do you say we finish our drinks, go find a computer, or go to shoptcbpodcast.com? Because I know they're selling some slinky gear, but only until August 22nd. And hey, a little vibrating rabbit told me that you get a free TCB sticker with every single purchase. There's nothing slankier than a body draped in commercial break gear. Piggy frontin' indeed. Hey, one more idea. When that gear gets dropped off at your front door, let's take everything else off. We'll put our smoking hot merch on, we'll take a picture, and tag at the commercial break, because daddy loves a free thing or two, and I hear they might give away some additional merch. Well, this is a game of ball in the pocket that I've been wanting to play all night long. Shop TCBpodcast.com, but only till August 22nd. Now do me a favor, put your credit card down for the bar tab, because they don't take Dogecoin here. Then I'm a little short on the long scratch. Bye now.
Okay, and we're back with Kenny Copeland. Rally LA. He's sitting outside some young girl's house, and so far, all we've learned is that Eric Roberts has a shipment of drugs coming in, and Kenny Copeland has now converted his son, who's in the Angola State Penitentiary, to the word of the Lord. But now Kenny is creeping on some teenage girl, and we don't know why. Let's find out.
Hey, Mom. It smells good in here.
Hey, baby.
Hey. Do you need help with anything?
She's not cooking anything.
Yeah, she's not cooking anything. No, she's making chips and salsa. Look at that. Smells good in here. Is that new salsa from Tostitos?
Good.
Okay.
How was school?
She's just chopping.
Yeah, she's just chopping some carrots. Like, that doesn't make a smell. How was school?
Have any homework?
Yes, I have calculus, I have history paper due, and some other things.
That's a lot of homework.
That's a lot of homework, bitch.
More, Chris.
It's a lot, but it's okay.
I can handle it.
I'm OCD.
Do you need my help?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yes, Mom.
Good, because I can't do calculus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, because Mommy's got to go sell drugs for your uncle.
Do you work tonight?
Yeah, I do.
Mom, it's been like 10 days since you had a day off.
Honey, I know, but Mary is busy right now with a lot of other things, and I need to pick up the extra load
but
right now.
It's not fair.
But, shut up, bitch.
Sure.
Chris, listen to me. This is what I have to do. Mary is the boss and could get a promotion.
I can get a job. I can help with the bills.
The bills? What is a bill?
I don't know.
What is a bill?
You're not getting a job. You hear me?
You've got calculus.
Yes.
And a history paper.
You've got
Kenny's
calculus.
And Kenny's waiting for you outside.
Yes. And Mommy wants you to get on one of those dating apps. Stop being such a prude.
That's why I have three jobs. So you can go to school and get an education. That's what I want for you. Your education is the most important thing.
That is true, kids.
That is true, kids. The education is the most important thing. Says the man.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, please get the mail.
Please get the mail.
Now, get the mail.
No.
Get the mail. What
she
a weird.
She should have gotten it when she
I know. Why didn't she just get it when she came in?
Well, because next door nosy neighbor.
Yeah, nosy neighbor won't leave her alone. Kenny's out there creeping on her.
Yeah, she wanted to get in quick. I get it.
Hey, listen. Me too.
Get out there and get the mail.
If Kenny's not trying to make himself known, he's sitting literally across the street. Just, good stakeout.
Yeah, he's the most. Oh, look at him. Oh. Look.
Yeah, he's like, I love.
Up on the steering wheel looking at her.
I love teenagers.
He had a driver before. Now he's driving himself.
Got more bills.
He killed the guy. He killed Rick Rayna. No, I don't know.
Mom?
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
You're right, baby.
Come here, baby.
You're such a good girl.
I got the mail!
I love you.
You're such a good girl.
Things are a little hard right now. But they are gonna get better. And better and better and better. Okay?
Okay.
What's gonna get better?
No, it's life, Chrissy. Yeah. Life's gonna get better and better and better.
Okay.
Oh, she's in her room studying now. Christina.
Chris.
listen to a little rap.
Hey,
are you listening to the devil's
that is
music?
Too loud.
Mom, I'm not 9 years old.
I don't care. That's still too loud.
I want to tell you about protection.
Not much. I won't be up too late.
All right. Well, I'm going to be leaving for work soon. You going to be all right?
Yes. I'll be okay. Don't worry.
All right. Well, just make sure that you lock the doors before you go to bed, and if you need anything.
I know. Miss Betty. She's next door.
Did Miss
I
just do it again? Betty.
Yes.
Miss Betty.
Yes, you have.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Good job.
You've done them all wrong.
I think we're watching the director's cut because a lot of this seems really unnecessary to the plot of the story.
Yeah.
I thought she had to go to work. She's taking
a
nap.
She did. She's going to take a drug.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she's going to take lay down.
Little nap.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, she's about to leave for work.
Yeah, fuck work.
Oh, just 5 minutes. Just five.
She's exhausted from cutting those carrots.
That's it. It's been a long day of cutting carrots. Those carrots that smell so good.
Uh-oh. 4:45
now. 4:45. She slept for an hour.
Uh-oh. Late. That feeling's the worst feeling.
It is the worst feeling. But my body doesn't let me do that anymore. I'd like some internal weird clock.
I bet.
That if I say I have to be up by something, my body will wake me up automatically. I hate it.
Oh.
Probably all the drugs she's been taking.
Late
I just
night.
Need a little drugs to get through.
Yep. She's digging in there.
Oh, nothing like taking some NyQuil.
Zyrtec.
Some Zyrtec to keep you up. She's literally taking a pill from a box.
Yeah, like an allergy pill.
Yeah.
Could be a heartburn medication.
Could be.
The first thing I do if I'm late, just hang out in the bathroom.
Yeah, me too. I hang out in the bathroom. I take a Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Wait for it to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And then
look
I
at
know,
myself in the mirror.
I'll
what
know
am I doing with my life?
I can get through the night if I've got a Zyrtec. But I stay away from Allegra.
Oh,
that will fuck you up. That'll fuck you up, Chrissy. Uh-oh. Two drug guys are in the diner. Now we're here at a diner. And two drug guys just walked in. How do I know they're drug guys? Because they're wearing all black.
Nothing like a whiteboard, too, in the background.
I know.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
That's it? I didn't even say hello to you. You just said cup of coffee?
You?
Same. Cup of coffee. Where's she at?
She's in the back.
Where's she at?
No.
Oh.
I'm going back there anyway.
We're looking for some girl. Could it be the mother?
Probably. That's what I think. I think the mother is selling drugs on the side.
Now they're going to the back of a dressing room.
Yeah. How did they go from a restaurant to the to a Asian spa?
<I know.
laughs> How did that happen? That was weird.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I said I was fine.
That's not the mom.
Oh, it's not the mom. It's
girlfriend.
One of the drug guy's girlfriends.
No.
What is it?
It's the Lord. I haven't kept up with my Bible studies, and I'm feeling shitty.
Frankie, okay? You know how he is. He's at it again.
Frankie.
No, hang on. I just...
They're literally in a dressing room.
When can we
room?
Go away?
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. They were in a diner, and now they're in a spa or a dressing room.
Yeah, it's lavender-colored paint on the wall. There's the dressing rooms.
Yeah. I didn't know I didn't know the diner was that big when I saw
She's
it at first.
She's in the back.
She's in the back with Frankie. You know how he gets.
Yep.
You mean like on a vacation?
No, I don't mean a vacation. I mean someplace permanent.
You know we can't leave. It's not that easy. This is my life. This is what I do.
Yeah,
I'm
can't
a drug.
Get out.
I'm a drug guy, Chrissy.
Yeah,
I can't just get,
can't
out.
Get out.
All the drug things keep me here.
Well, I don't like this life for us, Marcos, for working for him.
It's okay. It's okay. We can get through this. Maybe.
First of all, my name isn't Marcos. It's Todd.
Yeah, I'll see if I get you some time off.
Time off?
Yes, I'll ask the drug guy if I can have some time off from all the drug things.
I've got some PTO I have not used.
By law, he has to give me paternity leave.
OSHA.
I just... I I feel like I'm losing it here.
One day, when I walk in there, it's like a restaurant. When I walk back here, it's like a dressing room.
I feel like I'm going crazy. I'm in a diner 1 minute. I'm in an Asian spa giving hand shandies to Ricky.
Frankie.
Yes, one day you're Marcos, the next day you're Todd. I can't even figure it out.
Okay, it's okay. Look, I'll go in and I'll talk to Frankie. Maybe that'll ease things up.
He's in dressing room number two.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Let me go into the Holiday Inn office. He's going to turn the corner and we're going to be back at the elevator scene from the beginning.
Yes. Going up.
By the way, what's so bad about working in a diner? I didn't know it was that
diner
bad.
Slash dressing room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, we're in a warehouse. This is the never-ending building. Yes.
Le Petit Café.
Le Petit Café.
What's up, Marco?
What are these? Drugs? Because it looks like baking soda. By the way, now they're in a warehouse. There's a guy with the headphones on, and he just picked up a bag of what clearly is not drugs if you've ever done drugs.
It kind of looked like one of those things that my housekeepers leave when they leave. They do like a little rose with the toilet paper.
A potpourri?
No,
a rose with the toilet paper?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, yours does that?
Yeah.
What's Noemi up to? I'm going to talk to her.
Look, man. Look, production is low.
Production's low, so I've been doing a lot of our own stash just to keep it up.
Why is it so low, Frankie? We're still waiting on a new shipment to come in. We don't just make one thing in here, man. Come on, bro. You know things have been tight.
Plus,
we got a few ladies out sick.
So they're not coming in.
It's a few of the ladies are out sick, Chrissy.
No, I told them to stay out. Call them! Call them now. Get them in here now. I told April that... And April is not to be told what to do. She's watching over this operation for me, so anything she says to you, I want you to treat it like I'm standing right in front of you.
Mm.
You got that?
Like I'm your theater director.
What
in
is
this theater?
What are these bags, Frankie?
It's my cafe.
What are these bags full of white stuff? Is that drugs?
Are we doing a drug operation with actual drugs? Frankie!
I love that he's got a big gulp.
Uh-oh. He's taking off. Uh-oh. He's going to find the extra stash.
It's just my jacket.
What's this?
What's this? Extra drugs in the drug house, Frankie?
Look at the fork. The plastic fork that's stuck.
Yeah, that's stuck in the container. Also, look at the candles in the background lit up.
I know. And the big gulp. None of it makes sense.
Oh, this is awesome.
One, two, three.
Have you been learning how to count again, Frankie?
Oh, hidden drugs.
He's stealing drugs.
That's a lot. That's way more than an 8
ball. Yeah, like...
Those are like 3 8 balls.
If you're going to steal from the drug kingpin, steal like 3. Yeah, not like 30.
Well, it looks like you're taking a slice for yourself. Hell, Frankie, are you cutting me?
No, Marco, really, I'm not.
Are you really cutting me?
Are you cutting me, Frankie? Are you cutting down the side? Are you using your extra, your own baking soda, Frankie?
Not.
Well, he's got to pay for those CVS head beats.
Yeah, the beat. He's got those fake beats yeah. on. Yeah. Who do you think's paying the candle bill around here? Marcos.
Mad, Frankie. You made me mad.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
As your kids would say, uh-oh.
Frankie's 10% discount on diner sandwiches? Gone. You made me mad.
And no more free use in the dressing rooms.
Yeah. And no more use in the dressing rooms or the warehouse.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I do after I get busted.
Yeah.
Taking drugs from the kingpin. Just go back to what I was doing.
Yeah, no consequences. He just made him mad.
Yeah. By the way, look at where the fake beats are plugged in. Into the styrofoam.
Into the styrofoam. With the fork.
Styrofoam.
Sticking
out. Tune in, Tokyo.
wishing away every day.
Kenning's still, okay, we're back to the street. Kenning's still scoping things. Oh, he's walking
to the door of the young lady, Christina. Mm-hmm. I bet it's his granddaughter.
What's that?
I don't know. Did he even ring the doorbell? Oh, okay. There we go. Good job. He changed clothes.
He did. He's got a checked suit on now.
Wish it away every day.
Oh, Chris, open the door. Oh, the mother. I thought she was going to work. I thought she was late for work too.
It's me.
It's Papa. Me.
It's me. Papa. Papa.
That's not how they say
she
it,
she was
by
late
the way.
For work.
Yeah.
An hour ago, but.
Well, okay. Papa is here.
Sweetheart?
Do.
I just came by to see you. I hope it's okay. See?
I wanted to tell you.
Kenny's eyes go like that.
I know. They crisscross and they're devilish. He looks like a Cheshire cat.
I wanted to tell you I'm out of the drugs business now.
I can't believe it's you.
I know. It's been a long time.
I've had a lot of Botox.
A long time. Oh, I would say so. 20 years?
20?
Hold on.
Kenny was a young man. Bumping around.
I realize that even 20 years is a long time, but you don't think you'd notice your dad after 20 years? Who are you? Yes, can I help you?
I also know that this is a big surprise for you.
Yeah, I would say so.
Now, if you excuse me, I've got to get back to my Claritin addiction.
Sally, please.
I've changed my ways.
Please, I got to take a hot shit.
Can
I use your pretend toilet?
Maybe you have some coffee for this old man.
You haven't written. I haven't heard from you. Since I was
coffee.
A little girl. And you come to my house and you want coffee?
Okay, I'll take drugs if you've got drugs.
I am so sorry about that.
I really apologize. My pen was broken and things just didn't work out.
I was on drugs.
You have no idea how I feel. Don't you come here to my house telling me you are sorry.
I would like to make it up to you. If I can.
If I can. Chrissy, if I can.
Kenny's acting skills need a little work.
Chrissy, if I can. It's me. Papa!
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 And now it's been 20 years, but we can have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Fine.
Fine. One glass of Sanka and then you're out.
I have 5 minutes and one glass of water.
And I'm 3 hours late to work.
I was supposed to be there early. Then I took a nap, woke up late. And now I'm still here.
I know. I thought she was going to get a promotion at work or some shit. Okay.
See, I will take it.
See. Si, señorita.
I will take it.
I will take it. Pepe Le Pew.
All right, get in here. Kenny.
That's a terrible picture of that girl.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was taken 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, this whole thing, it's a model home.
Who has lights like that in there?
No one. That's Christina. No one.
She's beautiful. Like our grandmother.
Oh, now they're going to go into Coco. Their abuela.
So what, are you here on business?
No.
No, I don't do business anymore.
Look at the fake clock, that. I mean, all of this is model home.
What time is it? Oh, it's still 12:05.
I just came to see you.
Well, it's been 20 years, so might as well not be around the bush. I thought I had it figured out. That you sent me away to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I just convinced myself you loved me, and that's why you did it.
What?
Say.
There's a good
idea. Exactly why.
What you said. Exactly what you said.
Beautiful baby. See? A husband who passed away. But not once. You didn't send me a letter once.
Well, about that.
I had no idea how to raise my little girl.
With my two hands.
Yeah, he's putting them together.
It's
like,
so weird.
I need some water.
This is so strange.
Being with a boy, that's easy.
Yeah, my boy is in jail, so yeah, that was easy.
My boy, that was easy. I put him in Angola State Penitentiary to save my own ass
that
when
was
I got
so
busted by the feds.
Girls, I had no idea.
Girls, they have vaginas. It's complicated machinery.
I sent you to my sister. I know she would.
Aunt Betty?
Aunt Betty.
And I believe she did.
She became my mother.
She wrote me again and again, asking to bring you to see me, but I no respond.
I no respond.
It's not okay.
The Spanglish is so horrifically racist. It's just so terrible.
I was never afraid of nothing.
But that is a double negative, so I was actually afraid of everything.
I was never afraid of nothing.
But Sally, bringing you into my kind of life, that frightened me.
Well,
I can understand.
Yeah.
I consider you on this request, but I just push him aside. But now, those fears are gone.
And you want to know why? The word of the Lord.
And I found out you were in L.A. And did I have a granddaughter? I would like very much.
You mean his sister didn't tell him, keep him posted on what was happening?
Yeah, no, listen, it's complicated.
I all of a sudden found out you're in L.A.
Yeah, so I found out you were in L.A. and I decided to come down with my driver, who I killed moments ago and changed my clothes. And it's still 12:05 on your clock.
So what?
No wonder she's late for work.
I know. I thought her job was important and she had to work because Mary was out of town.
Three jobs.
It's now 8:15. She was supposed to be there at 4:45.
Shiny suit and in a nice car. And what are you going to take us to the mall?
Perimeter.
What are you going to take us to the mall? Please. There's a Sheen pop-up at Perimeter.
No.
I don't have any money.
I bought these clothes with these chinos. These cream chinos were the last thing I bought.
Sally, I know. I just walk into your life. I did not know. I had no idea what to expect.
By the way, I hear this same music when I'm getting a massage sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's the
slow Spanish
harp.
Ding, 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 ding.
I would just like to make things right. Please.
Si.
Papa!
You have to get going.
I've been trying to get to work for 5 hours.
I'm one day late to work.
I was there yesterday at 4.
Does no one here have a cell phone? And no one's calling them?
Do you have a
cell number.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Let me just think about this.
I can call you from my home phone.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a cell.
Sure.
We could start there.
Oh, there's the cell phone.
Oh!
Oh, it's an Apple II. All right, let's take a break.
Oh my God.
Well, I'd like to say it's getting good, but it's definitely not. So we'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
All right, we're back watching the Rally LA. It's TCB Minus. Thanks for joining us. In case you didn't know, we didn't do this live because we had some issues. Not going to go through all that again. We're going to get right back into the movie. Let me get you up to speed just to give you like an idea of what we understand the movie to be about so far. Kenneth Copeland has a terrible accent. Eric Roberts has a terrible accent. Some lady is 3 hours late to work. And the daughter is a fastidious student who is trying her best to be a good daughter.
And and Kenny just showed up after 20 years.
Yes, just showed up to the mother. So there's a girl named Christina. She's a teenager in high school. Her mom is Kenny Copeland's daughter, long-lost daughter. Eric Roberts is Kenny Copeland's brother, who is a drug kingpin who is getting ready for a big shipment. So here we go. L.A. is a cool city, I do got to say. Okay, now it's nighttime.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, more drug guys opening up a gate. I think this is the shipment, Chrissy, if I had to guess.
Well, in a bug?
Yeah. In the world's smallest car, yes. Oh, it's the three guys from earlier. It's Marcos, Frankie.
That's Frankie.
The guy who was stealing the drugs.
Frankie's going to get his.
Is Frankie going to get killed?
Something. He's going to get tortured or something.
Okay, now they're in a big garage, and Frankie has to sit down on a metal chair.
That metal
chair. Uh-oh, here Eric comes Eric Roberts. It's time for some murdering.
It's nighttime. He's got his glasses, sunglasses on.
Yes.
His Dockers.
I love it. He's yacked out of his head, probably. I wonder what the actual drugs budget was.
Probably a lot.
Yes.
Oh, he pulls his sunglasses down to look at him over.
This key is very, very simple. You have taken something that belongs to me.
A huge bag of
cornstarch.
Yes.
Baking
soda.
You know, I appreciate guys like you who have an entrepreneurial vibe about you, like Marcos here.
Vibe.
He's going somewhere.
Vibe.
And I have no heir, so he is my heir apparent.
Oh.
He's learning the business. He's grateful to learn the business.
He's grateful to learn to be
a woman.
He just doesn't sound very scary.
No.
He's like, I want an heir, so I got an heir apparent. He's learning the business. It's so much fun, Chrissy.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm going to kill you by slicing off your penis, your little woo-woo.
But not until he's in charge can he call her his own like everything else.
Let me go. I promise I'll keep everything clean.
Except for me, because I like drugs.
Isn't that right, Marcos?
Yes, sir.
You see?
Oh, a gun.
Marcos understands authority.
Yeah, Marcos maybe should have pulled a gun on him earlier.
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's giving us a gun.
Eric Roberts is giving Marcos the gun. Marcos is going to have to kill Frankie, his friend.
Your hands are dirty now, Marcos.
Good night, young man.
Good night, young man. Let's stop squabbling.
Let us not squabble about small things. I'm going to shoot your right testicle off.
Marcus is going to chicken out.
Yeah, of course he is.
Or is he going to kill him?
No, he's a good guy. He loves the Lord.
Yeah. Seth, PG-13 violence.
Oh! He shot him in the head.
He went straight for the head.
Wow. Okay. Kenny Copeland.
Things are heating up.
Kenny's not afraid to have a movie with people who shoot each other in the head to get a point across that the Lord loves you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
The landscapers are there at the Miss Betty's next door with the 2-foot by 2-foot lawn. They're fixing the lawnmower.
Yeah, there's some handyman fixing the lawnmower that was mowing the 2-foot by 2-foot lawn.
And then there's another guy doing landscaping to the right there.
All right.
There's a lot of landscaping to be done in this little tiny yard. Not unlike your landscapers that were here earlier.
Oh, there's another handyman. They're all at the house. Yes, it looks like they're getting ready to go do TCB live streaming.
They're here at Brian's house.
Ma'am, name's Joe. As you can see, we're taking care of the lawn and lock on your front door.
That's a huge group of people taking care of lawns and locks.
That's right, Chrissy. I got a guy on the roof and two dudes installing cameras. And then I also left you about $1 million in cash in the freezer. It's all from your papa.
Oh, papa's taking care of it.
I've just been waiting to get home so I can fix the door.
Okay. All right, who sent you?
All right, and exactly who are you?
Yeah.
I'd be like, get the fuck away from my house.
Oh, gentleman called Antonio Miguel Sarca.
he wanted me to make sure I did his middle name.
Antonio Miguel Sarca.
Antonio Miguel Santa.
Okay. Right.
I see he's trying to buy my love by landscaping and handymanning me.
That's right. He's handymanning me. He's handymanning my love. Well, Dad, you can handyman me all you want, but me and my daughter are not going to be a part of your life.
Well, only be about another 20 minutes.
Because your yard's so small.
Yeah.
It's not going to take long.
It'll only be about another 20 minutes because this is a model home, and quite frankly, the walls are made of paper. I'm going to text you on my Samsung Generation 1 phone. Is this Miguel Santonio Santa?
Hello?
Sarka.
Hey. It's me, Sally.
Sally.
That was a weird hello.
It's me, Sally. And Kenny's in his polka dot.
In his pajamas.
I often
and plaid
wear
curtains.
Yes, I often wear 4 layers to bed. Silk robe.
You know, plaid you're just pajamas. Hanging.
Yeah.
Just hanging with the kids.
Oh,
in
my
your
God.
Polka dot satin robe.
I'm lucky if
with,
I put
over
on
your regular pajamas, and then there's a t-shirt underneath.
I'm lucky if I wear pajamas to bed.
I know.
I wear my boxers. If I get my boxers on, I'm good.
How are you?
I'm just here with my penis wingling on a wingling.
Hello, hello. Hello, Sally.
Buenos dias,
welcome
Sally.
Welcome to the main stage.
I meant to tell you, your mom is not your real mom. She's actually your sister, and you, therefore, are not related to me.
Some men came and mowed my lawn and fixed that front door of mine.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Go on. Do you mind if we FaceTime? I've got my robe on. Tell me more about your mowed lawn and your front door.
I knew you'd seen it.
I just wanted to do some things for you, but I think it would be better if I was
I just sent my handyman out
I sent my handyman to mow your lawn.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to unclog your pipes?
Oh, God.
Well,
see,
I wanted you to know that I really appreciate it.
And I actually do need the money, so if you wouldn't mind
this
sending...
This is ridiculous. She is in a nice home. It's a nice model home, but it's a nice...
Home.
It's like a nice home, and she was so, like, distraught over her lawn and front door. She's very grateful now.
Yeah, she's very grateful over the $15 job of fixing...
Also, she told the daughter to lock the door. Be sure and lock the door. It seemed like nothing was wrong with the door.
Well, remember the door was shaky when the daughter tried to open it.
I was a little shaky.
I guess there is a little continuity manager on set because I put two and two together there.
My pleasure.
Well,
we can maybe get that coffee.
I have no idea why this is not available on streaming.
No. Okay, well, I can't imagine that Netflix wouldn't want to put this on.
It seems like a high
demand. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay, sweetheart. Going to get
she's softened now. He's buying her love through the lawn and handyman.
This is amazing. They're trying to make this big moral point. He comes in. She says, "You're not going to buy my love," you know. And he says, "I'm sorry. I tried to. I didn't want to raise daughter." He sends a handyman over to put a screw in the front door, and she's like, "Well, I guess we can get that coffee now." All better. All better.
Yeah,
Sally,
so happy.
Grow a backbone. Thank God that screw is back in the front.
I know. And my lawn has been
made. It's not like the house was getting foreclosed on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like things were that bad.
No, they're not. Of course. If this house is really in L.A., it's $1.5 million house.
Yes, it is. Yes. She's like, yes.
She's like, yes. I can finally open the front door without a jiggle in the jiggle.
Who's this?
I don't know. Why? Is that a door for small people?
It's a church door. It's pointed at the top. It's strange.
I know. I don't know if anybody's ever had like an upstairs, like attic door, like the tiny little door that's open.
That's what this is.
Can I help you?
Oh. I'm here to see San Diego, please.
He's in his.
He doesn't see people.
I'm here to see San Diego, please. He doesn't see people.
So his pinstripe.
He doesn't see people unless they're naked. He's a freak.
I am Antonio Miguel Sarga.
Is that like
I am Santiago
Scarface?
I am Amigo Montoya. You killed my father. Yes. Prepare to die.
Come in.
Okay, come in. Okay, no problem.
Great
security. He doesn't see anyone. My name is Miguel Amigo Santiago Antonio Roberto Sarca. Okay, come on in.
Yeah, come on.
You convince me.
Come in. Plus, you've got the suit.
You can wait in there.
You can wait in there.
Just don't hit your head.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Come in.
Don't hit your head on the small door.
Mind the
room. Yes. Bring. Your phone's ringing.
Thank you.
This model home is so funny.
I know.
They're using it for all scenes, by the way.
It's the same home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Ding, ding, ding. Dun, 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 dun.
When I was a kid.
Antonio!
My brother.
Break out the whiskey.
I'm picturing Tom Hanks on the keyboard.
Dun, 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 dun. Sit down on these. Now sit down on these uncomfortably close chairs and let's knock knees together.
In front of this fake fireplace. That's a terrible mantle.
What brings you to Los Angeles?
I came to see Sally.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Good. I've not seen her in a while, but I have my guy looking out for her.
I have my guy stares at her through the window on occasion. We've got a Ring doorbell in her closet, so I go on the app on occasion.
She's growing up nicely, I must say.
You think of it a beautiful woman.
In some private school and look.
I don't get it up like I used to, but I try.
Into Harvard.
Harvard.
Excellent.
Last I heard from you, you're going overseas for a while.
You're my brother, and last time I heard from you, you were what? Going to China or something? I look after your daughter. You were where? I don't remember what you said.
They look nothing alike,
I went
too.
To the house in Greece.
Oh, Greece. Oh. So beautiful. They're supposed to be from Greece?
So nice. You should have been there.
You should have been there. I was the only Mexican-accented person in all of Greece.
I went to Greece.
Oh, my God. I went to Greece.
For the past 20 years.
Who writes this garbly gook?
Oh, my God.
He is not.
Oh, I know. Eric Reyna. Rick Reyna, excuse me.
You want a drink?
Freddie,
bring us a drink.
Freddie, get us some of that water down Don Julio they've been talking about.
The 50% agave. Yeah, 50%.
I want only 50% agave. The only best. The finest for my brother. Where did you go? What was your name?
So, big brother, where are you staying?
Over by the convention center.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
the
over.
Convention center.
At the convention center.
We're filming this. Yes. I'm right here.
Over at the convention center. There's a tile conference in town. And,
You should stay here. We have plenty of room.
Thank you, Sandy.
Plenty of room and unmarked bottles of booze.
Yeah, thank you, but I've got terrible wind, and I like to whack off on my own.
Good. It's comfortable. I'm fine.
Thank you, Teddy.
Eric's looking suave with his glasses, his long
brother.
Hair.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it?
You seem different, brother. I haven't seen you in 20 years.
Well, it's the breath of the Lord, if you don't mind. I blew coronavirus away. I don't know if you know, but...
We haven't seen each other for a long time. That's my fault.
I stayed in Greece.
We're busy men.
Yeah.
We are busy men. But I have come to know, brother, that we have.
Can I do that over again? No? Okay, I have.
Been busy doing all of the wrong things. Do you remember when we were young boys? And we play war.
And I would kick you in the nuts. And you would kick me back in the nuts. Well, turns out I can't get anybody pregnant. So it's not actually my daughter. So I'm hoping you can take care of her. While I go do my tile thing over at the conventions.
I've brought handmade mosaics.
Yes.
Over from Greece.
Yes. I do all kinds of work. Bathroom renovations.
Handyman?
Walk-in tubs for older folks. You've seen the commercials on TV. I found the Lord. And now I do walk-in tubs. Door to door.
Is that in the RAL and the other?
Capitan.
Capitan. And we lead our men into great battles. And we win great victories.
Eric Roberts, the venerable actor, is probably like, why don't we just drop the accent?
Can we just talk normally?
It's terrible. He's going in and out of accents, and I don't even know what they are. Italian, Greek, Mexican.
But what do you think we were really doing?
Masturbating, I'm not sure.
We were trying to live
his Eric Roberts has got his watch, yeah. Like on the inside.
Yeah.
Our purpose, reason for being on this earth. You? Me?
Now we're going to need potatoes of this. The tile convention and God.
Tile convention and God. He's going to try and convert his brother to God.
I built an empire.
We have.
Sunday, I have given all of that up. To follow Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly. The most honest line.
Influence.
No more empire.
Bing.
Yeah.
Ding.
I gave it all away. That's right. I gave it to
charity. After the handyman that I sent to
my took all my blood-stained cash and I turned it into the Catholic Church. And they said, we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing.
The laundering and the tiles.
Yeah, that's right. I'm laundering the tiles.
So you're saying...
Was that a thimble?
Yeah, it was a thimble. Yeah, a thimble of something. And I think it was real because of the way that he reacted to it.
He's like, I need something.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's fire water.
I need something.
Everything you had, you gave up. Nothing left back home.
Nothing.
Except for this $1 million suit, my 1994 Tahoe.
And the handyman.
And the handyman that I sent to my daughter's house. That's right.
So you just gave it all
and my
up.
Security guy that came in with me. Where is he?
Yeah, and the two security guards, actually.
Where are they?
Hey, he told him to wait here. He's probably murdered. He's been murdered.
It's a little confusing.
Are you loco?
You gave away everything you worked for, gave away your status, and you kept enough until you die to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, you kept enough until you die.
Oh, you kept enough until you die. Well. Yeah, well, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And sometimes you just got to keep a couple extra billion on the side.
Yeah, let me stash the billion.
Yeah.
And then I'm out.
Elon Musk is going to be the first trillionaire. Did you hear that? He's going to be the first trillionaire. So just enough before you die.
Yeah. All I need
is all you need? Are you crazy?
You're loco.
Tú es loco.
I made a choice.
To follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
After the billions.
That's right. After I made billions on dead people. God.
I have never felt so much peace in all of my life. He has truly blessed me. He's given me his grace.
I got away with all the murdering and the robbing.
I'm gonna quit while
drug
I'm
addiction, prostitution.
It's like, get out at the casinos.
Hey,
you know?
I'm going straight.
Up.
That's right. I am now in the softcore pornography business.
And the tiles.
And the tiles. I actually, but they work together nicely. When you put in a tub insert, you make a. A soft
penis.
You
cover the blood.
That's right. It's a picture of a vagina with a soft penis. And then you stuff some drugs behind it. You get it later if you need cash. It's a bank.
All I want to do now is help people. There is so much we can do. You, me, we can change this city.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
You know, God said.
God said. In his holy moly, guacamole.
Oh, my God, word. He's pulling out his phone. What?
Oh, no,
it's a Bible.
Before you.
That's not the full Bible.
Lie.
No.
That's the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
That's a tiny Bible.
That's a Cliff Notes.
It's a tiny
Bible. It's Bible Cliff Notes. Yeah, it's a tiny Bible.
A blessing.
You got to get it in that tiny door.
Yes.
And the cursing. Therefore, you choose life.
I haven't heard one person curse.
You may live.
No.
Something you need to change what you are doing and start living for Jesus.
Jeez, that's like a, I don't know, like a, what do they call that? That's like an.
Eric Roberts looks skeptical.
That's like an On the Border commercial. You need to change what you're doing and come to On the Border.
Oh, big brother. I am not a spiritual man by any means. But I know that what I am doing is not pleasing to your God. I know that's a fact. I'm going to have to wake up tomorrow and start serving Jesus.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's what I did.
Hey, that's what I did. I made a pizza pie. One day I'm a Mexican and the next day I'm Italian. And then I become a Greek and now I'm an Argentinian. Look at it. I'm Venezuelan tomorrow. Hey.
But I was just in Greece.
That's all right, Chrissy. Hey.
Santi, he loves you.
I'm tight.
I'm in too deep. And to be honest with you,
who do you think's paying for these model homes?
Yes. Control.
Who's paying for all this?
People who look up to me. I have people who respect me. People in this town can't make a move without first my okay.
Do it.
I am a supplier for that people.
Do it.
Do it.
Starts with me.
Do it with this finger.
Ends with me. And I like that. You want me to give that up? I don't think I'll be taking an offer, Big Brother. I have my own offering to give.
Boom.
I just take that. And by the way, I just lost my accent for like 5 minutes. This is great.
And the Lord will either accept it or reject it. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, he just lost it there, too. I hear what you're saying.
Oh, he goes in and out of it. Yeah, he's even worse than Kenny, I think.
I have a few things to do before bed.
Well, you think about it. And if you need anything,
think about it.
You know you can call me, see?
I mean, is that rosé? He's got, like, rosé.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's something.
Weird.
Yeah, it's concoction. Something.
If I need my pillowcase changed, I'll be sure to call your housekeeper at the hotel.
Good night.
If I need my pillowcase changed. What?
What?
There is a curse on this city. And Jesus is ready to break that curse. And in my job...
To break that curse.
See to it. That it is done.
Oh, my God.
What a naughty little bird.
Look in this eye.
Yeah, look in this eye. Now look in this eye. Now look in this eye. Oh,
that's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a stressful situation, Chrissy.
It is. How am I going to button that back up on my shirt?
Yeah, now, where do I get one of those cool polka dot silk robes?
Yeah, what happened with that? He was like in the robe and then he
I know, he's in the robe and then he got in the suit and he came over.
Yeah.
It's all a big mishmash hodgepodge, you know what I'm saying? All right, part one.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah, we're about halfway through.
We're on a Friday afternoon here.
Friday afternoon into the evening. Friday afternoon into the evening.
Yep.
Here at the commercial break. All right, so part one is done. Stay tuned for part two. We will do our best to get that out ASAP. We don't know when.
We know you're waiting on bated breath.
Yeah, we know you're waiting on bated breath, but keep...
Breathe.
Yeah, breathe.
Just breathe.
Breathe. We don't know when we're going to get the second part out. But thank you to everybody who has been writing in and calling in, texting in, emailing about the merch that you have already pre-ordered. We certainly do appreciate
it.
If you haven't had a chance, shoptcbpodcast.com. That's shoptcbpodcast.com. Hats, hoodies, t-shirts, university sweaters, and a free sticker with every purchase. We're really proud of this merch drop. If you can support us, great. If you can't, that's okay too. But I will tell you how you may be able to get a free piece of merch. Two ways. Number one, once you get merch, wear it or do something with it. Take a picture, tag us.
Wash your car with it.
Yeah, wash your car with it. Wipe your ass with it, whatever. Tag us at the commercial break on Instagram. Invite us to be a collaborator. We will share that with other people. And then we're going to pick a few people who have purchased our merch and send off some additional free merch. If you cannot afford merch for any reason, let me know. 212-433-3TCB.
We've got payment plan.
Yeah, we got a payment plan. Maybe we've got a sticker. Maybe we have an extra t-shirt laying around in an odd size or something like that. I don't want anybody to think that our love depends on whether or not you can purchase merch. We've all been there. From one broke jokesters to the other, we know all about it. So just call us, text us, whatever. 212-433-3TCB. Okay. This will be available if YouTube does not copyright claim it, if no one in Kenny Copeland's camp copyright claims it. This will be available on YouTube ASAP at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Also, you can go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, all the video, and always a free sticker. Go to the Contact Us button, drop-down menu. I want my free sticker. Give us your address. Away it will go. And one more thing, at the commercial break on Instagram, tag us in the aforementioned pictures. All right,
Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say, bye-bye!
Goodbye.